Hello, and welcome to This Week in Eights. It's the week of October 21st, and wow, what a week we've had. So, let's get right to it and talk about it. Going first, and actually this happened today, I record these on Thursday, and I'm so happy it happened today, because if this happened, you know, tomorrow, I probably would have lost my shit that I had released this. But, in gigantic streaming news, Shroud has left Twitch and gone to Mixer. Now he's there with Ninja, which, I mean, there's so many stories that can go with this, and as with most things, we will definitely dive deeper in the October episode of Gaming Monthly, but oh man, again, just like with Ninja, we don't exactly have a contract number, but here's essentially what this is, and this is how I view it, at least. Shroud and Ninja have both made incredible business decisions. Basically, what they have done is they have taken their brand, and they have basically set themselves up for life. The thing about online content creation and the thing about Twitch in and of itself is that there's a risk there that one day it's no longer popular. It may seem impossible, but MTV used to be popular. This could all end tomorrow. With Ninja and Shroud signing contracts like this, they essentially are safe to just do whatever. They are now impervious to the crazy world that is online entertainment. And unfortunately, I have to leave that there. I only have 8 minutes, because in This Week in Eights, I bring you the news in less than 8 minutes, but there's a lot to that. We had a Star Wars trailer, and the Emperor showed up a little bit! I'm so excited! If you couldn't tell by my dog breathing, I record these in one take, so sometimes those weird little breaths are gonna get through, but I ask you to bear with me. But holy shit, that Star Wars trailer was so good. I'm so ready for this movie to potentially suck, but also potentially be good. They also released the length of the movie. It is the longest Star Wars movie ever, but it's not quite 3 hours. Personally, I was hoping for 3 hours because, well, honestly, they need 3 hours to repair the story. That seems kind of harsh, but... Alright, up next, Modern Warfare. I'm actually recording this while I'm waiting for Modern Warfare to release. But I pose a question in This Week in Eights. Can this game, which since we recorded our last Gaming Monthly, they have in fact canceled loot boxes. There's no loot boxes supposedly going to be in this game, just a free and premium season pass model, or battle pass model, which is becoming the norm and personally one of my favorite ways of microtransactions being implemented. Because I find it very fair so long as there's no competitive advantage inside of that pass. But only time will tell. Up next, wrestling, WWE 2K20 sucks. 2K sucks. Is anyone surprised? Because I'm not surprised. 2K sucks now. This game hasn't had effort put into it since 2007. I was a huge wrestling fan for a very, very, very long time. And I played basically every single wrestling game, no matter how fucking lame everyone thought it was. But now, they're trash. The simulation aspect is stupid. It's a wrestling game. I want to take some guy and bloody him up with a chair and throw him in the hell itself. I don't want to simulate getting tickled. Fuck! Fix your game. CBS and NBC have sort of announced that they're going to put on their own esports sitcom. Which scares me. It's cool, of course, it's cool, and there's a lot of potential there, but one of the producers in the CBS one was from the Big Bang Theory, and I mean, the Big Bang Theory has made me laugh, but at the same time, it might be one of the most overrated sitcoms in the history of sitcoms. I just want it to be good. I mean, like, I want PewDiePie-themed episodes where a guy says something fucked up on Twitch. I want esports drama. Like, but we're not gonna get that. We're gonna get, oh, Little Billy, video games are for children. You can't make money off of this. Little Billy's gonna win a Fortnite tournament, make $2 million. Oh, Little Billy, let's pursue this and make you work too hard. It's just gonna be stupid. I just know it is. Speaking of stupid, holy delays, Batman. Today, just today, there was 5 games that are now delayed. The biggest two, in my mind, being The Last of Us 2 and Ghost of Tsushima. The Last of Us 2 has been delayed until May 2020, and because of that, another PlayStation exclusive, Ghost of Tsushima, has also been delayed. That will be delayed until late 2020, probably around the fall. Probably be a big push from PlayStation at E3. Ubisoft had 3 games delayed. Gods and Monsters, which, you know, who cared anyway? Rainbow Six Quarantine, which that's a pretty big deal for them. And Watch Dogs Legion. You know, there's... I like delays. I don't like to bash on delays because I'd rather a game come out correct. But, I mean, my God, what happened? You know, it's times like this. I wish I had the size to investigate because I'm so curious what kind of things cause this to happen. And finally, I wanted to talk about this because fuck Bethesda at this point. You know, like, I say fuck Bethesda, but I'm going to still buy the next Elder Scrolls because I'm a sheep like that. But Fallout 76 sucks again. They announced Fallout First or whatever the fuck it's called. And you have to pay for private servers. It's a monthly payment, which, if I recall, they said they weren't going to do originally. And it doesn't even work. It came out today and it doesn't even fucking work. You can't even use the private servers that you're paying for. It's just another attempt by Bethesda to somehow become a scummier and scummier company. It's absolute insanity. If that seemed like a lot, it's because it was, and I'm mentally and emotionally disturbed at this point. So before I leave you, I'd like to let you know about 4 things, 2 of which are reviews. We will have a review for Call of Duty Modern Warfare, where Derek and I review the single player and multiplayer together. And I will be reviewing The Outer Worlds, which holy shit, I'm so excited for. It's going to be a good Fallout game. It's going to be so much better than all the Fallout games because Fallout games fucking suck lately. And finally, we're going to have some Halloween content. There'll be a Halloween podcast coming out on Halloween. 2 new episodes of Losing Our Pixels, one of which is Halloween themed. And finally, episode 2 of D&D is out. Episode 3 is coming out soon. And episode 4 is ready. So holy shit, we did it. You're actually getting D&D content. I'm sorry it took so long, but I suck at editing. Okay, that was This Week in Eights. I'm Anthony. Try not to suck and consider liking or disliking. Bye.